I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coordinated attacks at two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt marred Palm Sunday worship over the weekend. ISIS is thought to be behind the attacks, which killed somewhere between 40 and 50 people total, and the nation has just entered into a three-month state of emergency. David Curry of Open Doors USA says these kinds of attacks are par for the course where the church is most vulnerable.
It just draws attention to, during this Holy Week, persecuted Christians around the world and the kinds of lifestyle pressures that they have every single day.
But Open Doors USA supports the persecuted segments of the church. And in Egypt, they advocate for, educate, and equip the body of Christ. Just head to missionnews.org to partner with them. And would you remember to pray for these believers this week? Ask God to give them courage and boldness. And just how far can you stretch $25? Well, it depends on what you invest in. If you're looking for impact, Mission Eurasia thinks it can help you stretch $25 into eternity. At Easter, people in Eurasia are thinking about Christ and the resurrection anyway. And even if it's not a faith thing, it's a cultural thing. And with the help of the next generation leaders in training, they'll be distributing Word of Life scripture bundles. President Sergei Rakhuba says,
$25, you know, will enable us to provide one package for one family up to five people. And 10,000 families, that's roughly about 40 to 50,000 people, will be impacted with the gospel.
And right now, there's a matching challenge, so your dollar stretches twice as far. Links can be found at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you do just that, because each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.